Jake and Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Jake Scott, Ben Anderson. Time for What You Got Wednesday, where if you're new to the show, Ben and I do 2 5 selection drafts, one sports related, one not. Although today's are both kind of sports related, I should say. Let's see, Ben, who won last week? Ooh, I won one, you won one.
And he won the one he was salty about, which I feel like people backed him up and defended, Ben.
I won Best Sports GMs 66-34.
Okay.
And you won Best People Named Kevin or Young 60-40.
Even without Young Frankenstein.
Even without Young Frankenstein.
See if we can do without getting in a fight this time.
We'll do our best. What is today's sports-related topic?
It is top 5 second chances in sports.
Okay.
In honor of Zach Wilson getting a second chance.
Okay.
I think this will be interesting.
This is a little difficult.
It is difficult, and the criteria can really vary on this, so we'll see if we fight about this one, because we might.
Okay.
You have the first pick.
Is there an obvious choice?
No, because the definition can vary so...
Yeah, it really can.
...vastly.
Okay. I'm going to go with... This is more similar to the Zach Wilson route. I'm going to go with Steve Young. Steve Young, drafted by Tampa Bay.
In not even the NFL, because he chose the wrong league.
Well, I mean, he got a bunch of money early, right?
Yeah, to go with the USFL, and then that didn't turn out to be a thing.
And then switches to the NFL. Plays for Tampa for 2 years. Isn't whatever. Is a full-time starter, but whatever. Not great. And then goes over and backs up Joe Montana and becomes a superstar. So Steve Young is, when I think of the poster boy of this type of draft, but I get that this is, like you said, it's a wide landscape.
I think it's a good, Steve Young's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Okay.
I don't know if this is an obvious number two or even that you were thinking of it, but I just think it's a great example of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Pedro Martinez.
Okay. Good pick. Started with Cleveland?
Started with my beloved Montreal Expos.
Oh, Montreal.
And
that's
was
right.
Ace and probably the best pitcher in baseball, but nobody ever knew it because he pitched in Montreal. And then he ends up with the Red Sox and, I mean, was the best player on a team that broke that curse or whatever it is.
Is in the conversation for the greatest pitcher of all time.
Yep.
In his prime. Was unhittable. Was just unreal.
Pedro Martinez.
Good pick. All right. I'm going to double down here, even though I hate this player and it's the exact same situation. Brett Favre. Starting in Atlanta. Not doing anything. He only was there for 1 year. It's not like anyone remembers the Brett Favre era. I hope people aren't. Maybe we even need to put in brackets here the team that we're going from Expos to Red Sox.
Yeah, because it has to be their second chance. I thought about this.
It is not Brett Favre going from Green Bay to the Jets or Jets to the Vikings.
No.
It is Atlanta to Green Bay.
Yeah.
It is this next opportunity that he had to become a guy, and he became a guy.
You couldn't pick LeBron with the Cavs again.
Right.
That's third.
Okay, now, technically, if you wanted to pick that and said that's his second chance in Cleveland, I would have let that slide, but okay, that's fine.
Well, how about LeBron with the Lakers?
Sure.
Doesn't count.
It's his third team, fourth stop. Yeah.
All right. Man, I don't know why, but I'm in baseball mode.
Okay.
Greg Maddux.
Okay.
Started off with the Cubs. The Cubs gave up on Greg Maddux.
I don't like him. I don't think he has, quote unquote,
I don't think he's got it. Doesn't have that it factor.
And then, yeah, I mean, we're talking about Pedro maybe being the best prime, best career top to bottom.
Might have been
Maddux.
Greg
Maddux is in that combo.
Yeah, because it lasted.
I mean, Nolan Ryan, but.
But it lasted forever because he didn't throw hard.
Oh, and
he
then I saw him at the end of his career, coincidentally, again with the Cubs.
God, who was that other? And somebody, I always forget his name. Somebody will tweet me. A big hitter who's also from Vegas. Have you seen that video? It's from, I think it might have even been from the pandemic, where they're in Vegas and he's taking batting practice and it's just some guy goes out to pitch BP, you know, and it's all of a sudden just smoking him,
mm-hmm.
like making a completely hard hit or whatever. And then it's Greg Maddux and his guys because he's a Vegas guy. Pretty hilarious.
All right, I've got to mix this up because mine could be all quarterbacks. I'll go baseball, and actually I'll do the exact same thing you did. I'll go Montreal to second stop. I will go the big unit, Randy Johnson, who starts with the Expos and then ends up with the Mariners and becomes the big unit. And actually doesn't even have his best career success now.
Until Arizona. Again, I know, that makes it complicated. I thought about that one.
One of the best pitchers we've ever seen. I mean, he's one of the best of my life in the conversation for the best left-handed pitcher of all time. But the big unit, Randy Johnson, so cool. The coolest player. Yeah, the Yankee stop nonsense. Won the World Series, won World Series MVP. But he won five Cy Youngs, and several of them came in Seattle, his best stop.
And went nowhere. I'd say his best stop was Arizona. And there was Houston in the middle of there, too, which was weird.
I think that's totally fine. But Seattle is where I remember him. It's where he was throughout my, like, the core of my youth, 1990 to 1997. Randy Johnson, the big unit.
All right. Three for me. I should probably switch sports.
Wouldn't hurt.
Let's see. I gotta think of a good, like a really good basketball one. Oh, you know what? Kareem.
Okay.
Kareem, a great success in Milwaukee.
Won
sure.
a title.
Yeah, was awesome. But then to be, you know, Cap. And at the beginning of the Showtime Lakers and all that stuff, all-time NBA leading scorer, Kareem.
Greatest high school and college basketball player of all time, probably. And then...
Crazy how good he was in Milwaukee, but then everybody remembers him as a Laker.
Yeah. He's one of the five greatest NBA players of all time, no question about it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Up until recently, the greatest scorer in NBA history. I think that's the right move. I hate to just piggytail off of everything you're doing, but I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go with Shaq. Because, like, Shaq was awesome. Shaq was named to the 50th anniversary team as a member of the Orlando Magic, right? And then goes and wins three titles in L.A. And, as I have said, is the most dominant player I've ever seen in my basketball-watching career. It's not the true, oh, man, we're glad Shaq made it. He could have won a title. He would have won a title had he stayed in Orlando. The same way Kareem would have won more titles in Milwaukee. But made the jump.
How it is.
That's how it is.
I really feel like this one is going to lose it for me, honestly. But
okay.
But it might be the answer.
Okay.
Except for there's a flaw in the argument too, but whatever. Barry Bonds.
Okay.
I mean, he was great in Pittsburgh.
He's not unlike Shaq.
But he became legendary in San Francisco. Never won a World Series, which is the hole in the argument per se, but broke the home run record, turned himself into a completely different player.
If you don't care about steroids, he is, bar none, the Wayne Gretzky far and away greatest player of all time.
He hit all those home runs like walking three times a game. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that,
they never
that teams
to him.
Would never, ever pitch to him. And that one pitch he threw to him, he hit it into the stupid bay. And don't tell Lloyd that I took Bonds either, but...
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. His stats in his prime are never going to be touched. And it's too bad that they are spoiled because of the steroid rumors.
And they are.
But they are.
But it did happen.
Sarah, what pick is this? This is five for me? Oh, man. I've wasted all my picks. I've wasted my life. Have you done? Was that your fifth? Are you done? No, you're going to have one more after me.
No, I'll have one more.
Do I take the one you want, or do I take a better pick? I guess I'm just going to go, I'll let you have the guy I think you want to draft fifth, the creative one. I'm just going to go Drew Brees. Drew Brees starts with the Chargers, wins a Super Bowl with the Saints. Everyone's going to remember him as being a member of the Saints. All-star player, superstar player, was one of the best quarterbacks of our lifetime. Drew Brees.
Kyle, now I don't know who you think I should pick. Oh. Now I feel like I'm...
This is a little bit more... It's a more of a creative second chance.
Really?
Not switching teams.
Not switching teams.
Oh, in fact, I think there's a couple here that would fit. But anyways.
Man, I gotta get it together here. Now I feel like I shouldn't drag my feet though, because we're running out of time. So I should figure out exactly who I'm going to pick here. But now I'm
Sarah's so tired.
Now I'm a little bit flummoxed. And now I can't think of anybody because you've got me all.
Okay.
You've got
Tangled
me all.
Up. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
I'm sorry.
Let's see here. You know what? Whatever. I'm gonna go where my mind was at. Ray Allen.
Okay, great.
The second chance in Boston.
Well, so this goes against your rule, because technically Boston was his third team.
Was he Milwaukee?
Because he goes Milwaukee, Seattle. But if you want to take it, take it. I will give you Ray Allen.
No, that goes
I'll give you Ray
my,
Allen.
Goes,
I have no problem. That goes against take Ray my Allen. Thing. Take my Ray opinion. Allen. We need to move. Take Ray Allen.
That's what do you mean we need to move?
We got run out of time.
Fine. I'll take Michael Vick.
Okay, Mike Vick.
Coming back from prison and playing in the NFL is a great second chance at life, not just football. Who'd you think I was going to take?
Andre Agassi.
Oh, I should have taken Andre. Overcame Brooke Shields.
Overcame.
Yeah,
well,
you know what?
And
I
had serious depression and
I had thought about that going
addiction.
In. I had thought about that going into the draft and
or
didn't
crystal
write it.
Meth or whatever it was.
Didn't write it down. I should have.
Other names? Technically, it was his third team, so maybe it wouldn't have counted. Kurt Warner. He had one. Didn't he play one season in New York or something before he ended up in Arizona?
That would have counted though, because he was. I mean, St. Louis for all intents and purposes was his first chance.
You could have drafted. Like Andre Agassi, Tiger Woods, and then Charles Barkley with the Suns, leaving Philadelphia.
All right, those are good. Yeah. All right. Yeah, recap it for us.
Okay, really quick. Jake, you had 1, Pedro Martinez, 2, Greg Maddux, 3, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 4, Barry Bonds, 5, Michael Vick. Ben, you had 1, Steve Young, 2, Brett Favre, 3, Randy Johnson, 4, Shaq, and 5, Drew Brees.
Okay.
All right. Our not sports, kind of sports related one is...
So we have a poll up on KSLSports.com where you can vote for what team name you want for the NHL team here in Utah.
We are going off the names that are provided.
Yes.
We are not making up our own
names.
We're
not making up our own names. Although, you know, Dreamcoats is cool.
Yeah, Dreamcoats is cool.
It's not on there. So there's 13 names that you can choose from. Rank them best to worst.
I'm not kidding. Dreamcoats is awesome. I'm serious. That would be an awesome team name.
I love it.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
It doesn't count. All right.
The possibilities are limitless.
Jake's number 1? Okay.
Well, should I take the one that everybody seems to like?
Sure.
I guess it'll get me votes. I'll go with the Yetis.
Okay. And I'm going to go with the other one everyone likes, which is the Outlaws, which I think if branded correctly, can do it right. I don't necessarily need it to be like a certain brand of person, but...
Like what would... It sounds like you're trying to be sensitive to something.
I am.
I don't get it.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Like Butch Cassidy, bro.
No, right, exactly. If that's what we want to lean into that. Lean into the history of the Wild West in Utah, not the idea that you're like, don't tread on me, outlaws. Like, that's more the, don't lean into that imagery.
I don't think they would.
I think everybody's
thinking Butch Cassidy.
I'm with you.
I'm going to go with number 2.
Make the mascot named the kid. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
The one
like
I really like, which probably won't win, but whatever. I like the Utah Hockey Club.
I actually really like that as well. I think that's a very good one.
Boring.
It is, and it's unique, and I think that's part of it. I will go with... So here's what I'm going to do. Let's wipe off Utah HC, which is the abbreviation of Utah Hockey Club, because technically they're two different things.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that at all. Yeah. Let's go with the, I'll go with the Fury. It's not my favorite, but I get behind the Fury.
All right, I'm going to pick this one because of some random hippie hockey fan I met on Saturday, the Raptors.
If Toronto didn't already have an NBA team named the Raptors, it would probably be my top choice.
That's in a different sport.
It's a different sport. I don't know if they have Raptors in Toronto. They must. But we have there is a Utah Raptor.
We're famous for dinosaurs.
We are famous for dinosaurs. So I'm all for it. I will go with the Rattlers. I like the Rattlers. I actually think that's a good name.
All right. All right. I'm going to take, because I think the logo is rad, I'm going to take the Utah Mountaineers.
I like Mountaineers as a name. I'm with you.
Mountains. So we can get rid of the T?
Mountains.
They should actually just get rid of the T in the name.
Sure. I learned the other day the word restaurateur has no N in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just drop letters. We can drop letters. We're making it up as we go. English is a bad language. Black Diamonds. Some ski.
I like that one for because, you know, I like to ski. But do enough people know what that reference is?
No. And one of the hard parts is there's already the Blackhawks. So, like, are you going to take another color that already exists? But it is not uncommon in the NHL to have a color, the Blue Jackets, the Blackhawks, the Golden Knights. That is a thing that we do in hockey.
Also, I feel like the logo could help. If it's a good logo, I feel like you could understand what it means.
Well, you can't have like a princess cut diamond. It's got to be the black diamond that you see up on the mountain. And I've seen a lot of mock-ups that have like a diamond that's black. It's like, well, no, that's not it at all.
Because that doesn't explain what that it does. Is. People are going to say, well, black diamond.
Black
what are you talking
diamond.
About?
What are you talking? Yeah, what is that?
Is this my last one, Sarah? I'm going with this because it was the beloved mascot of my elementary school, the Utah Olympians.
Yeah, I was. That's what I was going to take fifth.
And I think we got the Olympics coming, so maybe that'd be cool. The Olympians.
All right, I'll give me the Venom. That's fine. I'll take the Venom. I don't love the Blizzard just because it's so close to the
Avalanche. What about the cornices?
Sure. Yeah, right.
The cornice?
The wind chill. I thought the fog, if it wasn't a sign of all the things we kind of do wrong, I think the fog would be a cool name.
Like the Velvet Fog.
Yeah, like the Velvet Fog. Mel Torme.
Yeah. But you could have Mel rest his soul as like an AI mascot.
I think the Fog is actually a really cool name. It's just not actually a great part of what's going on in our world.
What, heavy fog?
Well, like the smog part of it is not cool.
Well, that's smog.
I know, it's different.
Fog.
I like the fog.
And
we get foggy.
Words have meaning.
They do. I'm with you. But we lack nuance at times. Give me the fog, but it's not on the list.
And by the way, I've told you, I'm totally buying the smog thing as a good thing.
Okay, you're pro-smog.
I'm pro-smog.
When you and I are on ventilators when we're 56 years old trying to do the show through raspy voices, you might feel differently.
Raspy is good.
All right, quick recap. Jake, you had 1, Yetis. 2, Utah Hockey Club. 3, the Raptors. 4, Mountaineers. 5, Olympians. Ben, you had 1, Outlaws. 2, Fury. 3, Rattlers. 4, Black Diamonds. And 5, Venom.
All right.
I still like the Dream Coats and the Fog better.
Oh, Dream Coats.
I'm not kidding. The Dream Coats would be the best name.
Amazing.
That's the best name I've heard.
I mean, I guess everybody wouldn't know what that reference is either, but yet Dream Coats
sounds
what? Rad.
My favorite name in all of sports is the Ravens, and it's because it is a step removed from a Edgar Baltimore Allen person, Pope. Right? It's a thing removed from a thing that probably not everybody knows. The Dream Coats is a thing removed from a thing. Like Donny Osmond is a local celebrity, and it's maybe the thing he's most known for over the last 20 years.
Oh, man, I doubt that. Actually, he's famous for lots of stuff.
No, but I mean of the last 20. Okay. If you were to reinvent him over the last 20,
right.
It's probably his run as Joseph.